Paris Newsline. Indonesia is strengthening its tsunami warning system using new technology from Gajah Mada University and Telkom Indonesia. Both are developing early detection tools with undersea fiber optic cables across the country. Head of the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia, Dwi Korita Karnawati, in Jakarta on Friday said the tools will support and expand the Indonesia tsunami early warning system. The agency will lead testing and integration to meet safety and national standards. Amnesty International Indonesia supports the decision of the Constitutional Court, which granted a judicial review related to the implementation of free education for all schools, both private and public, for elementary and junior high schools, to be realized immediately by the government. Amnesty International Indonesia Director Wirya Adiwena, through a press release received by Antara State News Agency on Friday, this decision is not only in line with the constitutional order, but also reflects a commitment to international obligations, such as the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which Indonesia has ratified. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Namun bila kau tak bisa menerima
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yovie Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song, written by Archie Widianto and Yovie Widianto, carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret.
where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
From the ocean, cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture, ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea. Many do. where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. Kasih gelapku, semoga cepat kau lupakan aku. Kekasih sejatimu takkan pernah sanggup untuk melupakanmu. Selamat tinggal kasih tak terungkap, semoga kau lupakan aku cepat. Kasih sejatimu takkan pernah sanggup untuk meninggalkanmu. Hey Sofia, jangan pernah panggil namaku bila kita bertemu lagi. Takkan abadi.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu Bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang purwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
ketahui. So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So, knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau Angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Yo, tore sedeng sineo amoho marabutoso. Sriranganing pusono kirontrang kontrang kirontrang kontrang masarano ya ya sanggang.
kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya.
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage, which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya mengambil.
At first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
pakem yang sudah baku.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakem itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
My newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Bersamamu, ku bahagia. Sejuknya bilakah kasih tidur di pelukan membentang dataran hijau berseri semesta menyongsong sejoli bercumbu dalam dunia cinta yang membara membentang dataran hijau berseri semesta di malam pertama.
Here, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Terima kasih.